Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So the whole game is coming off the CD. I mean, the graphics, the code, the music.
That's right. We use the CD instead of a cartridge as the storage medium for the gameplay. Uh-huh. And that comes off immediately into the system.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and with me, as per usual,
it's Ben Vanel here on my normal chair where I feel great. For the people who commented on YouTube being like, Ben, are you okay? Are you uncomfortable? No, I prefer this chair. That's why we swapped. Thank you for your concern, though. I appreciate it. I am living large and happier than ever. I'm thriving.
My name's Adam Knox. Ben has resting splint back, which is that you want to be scarecrow mode at
That's
all times.
Right. That's right.
Straight up and down,
I
marching.
Need the support.
One of those like nutcrackers. That's how you love to live.
That's what they call me, the nutcracker.
The nutcracker.
Down at the precinct.
I'm loving being in my little corner, although I have noticed on the screen I do look very like hunched in here.
Well, you are. That's that is a function of the couch.
Yeah, the camera is telling no lies. The camera adds 5% hunch.
Yes.
Why did nutcrackers look like that? Can you get it? I guess those like little metal things also crack nuts.
Yeah.
Like, but it's weird to go like, oh, we need an implement to crack nuts. Let's make it look like a fucking weird guy.
Yeah.
Twirly mustache. That's who cracks nuts.
Well, look, people used to like making, you know, implements into characters, you know, decorative stuff. Is that the first thing you think of when you think of Nutcracker?
I guess for me.
I think of... No, but I mean if you were like to be inventing it.
Oh, right. I'm sitting there blank slate.
Yeah. Oh, what?
I'd gotten a little squirrel. Yeah. Little cheap little plastic squirrel that you push down in his head and his tail goes up and the nut comes out the butt.
Oh, shit. Mm.
I invented truck nuts as well.
I had to use a corkscrew the other day. I don't drink wine, but I was using some to cook with. And so we've got like a tiny little pocket cheap corkscrew in the cupboard, and it was reminding me of, I remember being a kid and my dad having a corkscrew that was like a little guy, you know, like a little, like the arms on the side, you're pushing them down and his little head's going up.
That was a classic.
Yeah.
They're like big, like a pro one, except it's made to look like a child's toy.
A corkscrew
little
pro.
Pinocchio ass corkscrew, just daggering the bottle of wine.
Well, you know what I would pick up if they put one on sale? I'd pick up a Razer brand corkscrew. A little fucking RGB corkscrew.
Be careful though.
What?
Because that corkscrew might end up being completely medically unsound.
Oh no!
Obviously a crazy idea and be recalled to the tune of millions of dollars out of Razer's pockets.
Yeah, well I mean at least it wouldn't be like sort of equivalent with war profiteering coming at such a like, you know, inopportune time as maybe a pandemic or, you know, something.
At least if you got like a Razer COVID mask, for example, if they made something that fucking stupid, which they wouldn't, you'd have looked cool the whole time at least. People wouldn't have thought you looked like
a
shit Terminator.
Yeah. Out of Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
Mm. You guys mentioned this before we started recording, and I think one of us is being Mandela affected here.
Okay.
Because you were like, we definitely
only one of us.
Yeah. Well, one. Two or one of us.
Okay.
Because you guys were like, we would have talked about this when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, this is the first I've ever heard about this product existing. I have absolutely
in 2020...
no recollection of this coming out or talking about it at all. So either I've forgotten it or you guys have invented a memory where we did talk about
it. In 2021, the Berenstain Bears put out a product.
That's it, right? It was during lockdowns.
Mm.
So of course you've forgotten it.
Of course I've like mentally blocked it out.
I think the overall impact of this product was 4 minutes of us going like, this is dumb, and like two articles of like, isn't this dumb, and then it disappeared.
Yeah.
It was, however, Razer put out like an RGB COVID mask that oversold its like N94
protection
and yeah. whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they've had to recall it, which...
And these are the people that make the scooters, right?
This is a different... So that company died in prison. The company that we're talking about make the tacky-looking mice.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah.
But if they're looking to sponsor the podcast, those mice are starting to look a lot nicer to me. Not really.
I'd love to design one because I would really pare it down. Just a white or a black... Yeah.
Which they
circle.
Do, but then they've got the silly little octopus logo way too big on it. And I don't like the look of Razer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It has that neon green Monster Energy drink look to it. That
Which you usually like.
And I like coloured lights. But there's something about the Razer stuff in particular that
you
just
like the
is,
little mobile that's hanging above your bed.
Yeah, I like it when people jingle chip keys in my face.
Oh yeah, if they could just change the light reflecting off the keys to like a purple or a cyan.
Ooh, RGB baby mobiles. Ooh, are
shit.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Let's pitch it to Razer.
Yeah,
I think they've
linked
got an
up
opening
to your PC
in the
so you can control it while you're gaming and sort of monitor the kids' sleep.
Yeah, it might be a little hard to market. You know, hang this Razer product above your baby's cot. The word Razer and baby probably don't go together.
True, we'll target extreme parents then.
Yeah, gamer parents.
Yeah.
My setup, and you've got like the two monitors for you and then a little tiny monitor for your baby next to you.
Yeah, that's the new version of a baby monitor.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's only 60 hertz because babies can't see above.
Yeah.
This really does feel like this is a product that you'd see on their socials on April the 1st.
Sure.
Guess what? Guys, we have a funny new product coming out. Can you believe that
what
we're
if
doing it?
Babies like the game.
But yeah, enough people bought the COVID mask that there's a big recall or there's a refund. There's some kind of makeup process going on because it just is factually not safe.
Not
to wear.
Protecting
yeah.
them. Yeah. Right.
Very long time for that that's taken to go into place.
That is it. Yeah. I mean, for the most part, most people I would say in the world are like not really as concerned about COVID anymore. So being someone who like had the mask doesn't really care one way or the other now, but still being like, I'm going to get a payday out of this.
Yeah,
even though this, you know, if you're someone who still never got it, even though this didn't affect me in any way whatsoever, you better believe I'm cashing in.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think they would have ever sold them over here. I don't recall seeing anyone with anything like that on.
I don't remember seeing someone in the street and being like, this guy fucks for sure. I don't have that memory in my head. So.
Out of the way, everyone. Gamer coming through.
Yeah.
Speaking of neon green, you guys heard of Xboxes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm hearing of them less and less these days.
About 30% less year over year, apparently. Their sales are tanking was the word I saw used in a headline about it. But 30% down last year and 30% down this year in sales.
Yeah.
That's a total of 60%.
Wrong.
Oh, no. It's not, is it? It's a total
of load of this guy.
Fuck.
What's 30% of what it was after the 30% drop?
I can't tell you, but I'm not going to try. No. I've got the wisdom not to throw my hat in the ring.
I guess there's an algebraic formula for that.
Hey, that's why I'm lucky to not work at Xbox, because I'd have to be working that sum out, which would be tedious, and I'd probably be close to getting laid off.
Yeah.
Not enough money's coming.
Tell me we're giving you a 60% reduction in wages. Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah. That tracks with the figures as far as I can tell.
Yeah. At least it's not two lots of 30. That'd be awful.
That'd be way more.
But I mean, it's kind of been obvious over the past 18 months, Xbox is moving away from physical Xboxes.
Or they keep saying that they're not, but they keep giving the impression that they are, so people don't buy them because they don't trust that they're not.
Right.
But either way, they're doing their June conference. They announced that June 9th will be when it is. Here's what's on the thing. There's the conference. Almost certainly the next Gears game will be shown at that.
Yeah.
Which, cool.
It's been a while.
Afterwards, there will be, the way they put it out was a second demonstration of Redacted game.
Yes.
They had Redacted as a styling, and that is 100% the next Call of Duty. The Redacted stuff is very Black Ops. It's Treyarch who are making the next one, who are the Black Ops people. This will be Black Ops 6.
Yep.
So that's fine.
Yeah.
So those two are kind of locks.
Yep.
Also, there will more than likely be... They will show the Starfield expansion, which, because Todd Howard's been around doing Fallout promo,
Oh, yeah.
He started talking about...
The visionary... What are they in the trailers for that show? They're like from the... From the mind. It's like something like from the mind of visionary genius Todd Howard or something. Something yeah. really overblown.
Visionary
like that.
Genius is definitely it. Because he's not creator. So, yeah, it has to be like
right.
some other word for creative man.
Yeah.
He started talking about they're putting out the first Starfield expansion in the American, I guess, our spring.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like September-ish.
I think so.
Fall.
About a year after the release of Starfield, yeah. that'll be.
Therefore.
But I feel like I read spring, which might be American spring, so maybe it's even next year.
A year from now.
Yeah, it could be. I don't recall that bit, and I don't know if he was clear about that, because it was all very sort of just...
It's not official, right?
No, he was saying how they're working on it. And then, like, some facts from the horse's mouth about, like, it'll be the... Was it House of Varun? Or something, one of the factions in it.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It'll focus on that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, their like creator kit, which makes it easy for people to make mods, is on the way at some point.
Right.
Which that game will, if people can be bothered making stuff for it, which isn't a given with the reception of that game, could benefit that game.
Yeah, give it a second wind.
Yeah.
If the expansion's good.
And also stuff about like just... how many people are playing Fallout again now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that Microsoft is like, why don't we have a new one?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
It's a fantastic question.
The show was in development for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes longer to make a game than a TV show, but still.
I think it's certainly...
Not that much longer.
Yeah.
It certainly hit harder than I think they were maybe expecting. It's the second most viewed thing on Amazon Prime Video ever behind, I think, The Boys.
Someone messaged me, and I feel safe saying this because I know that they do not listen to this, to say, hey, why don't you guys reignite the Clicker I Barely Know Her feed to talk about the Fallout show?
Mm.
I'm like, well, here's a list of reasons. It's a different show.
Yeah.
It's not week to week.
Yep.
The moment's kind of been and gone, and I don't think we have enough to say about the show.
You two guys didn't really care about it that much.
No.
I liked it.
We can do one episode about it, and it's just Knox.
I said, we talked about it a bit on Filthy, and he's like, oh, I'll have to listen to that someday.
I think today will be the day.
That's true, yeah. We did do one episode about it, and it's on this feed. Yeah.
I think that show's good.
It is good, yeah.
I think it is bizarre that, seeing as they've done it in the past as well, or at least Bethesda did it before they were part of Microsoft, that there hasn't been more of it. Because 76 is still a going concern,
yes.
and 4 is available, and they just put out a patch for it to like update it for modern consoles, which apparently broke it to some extent for quite a few people.
And
which...
because Fallout 4 was one of the PS Plus library games, it's not available to people who got it through that.
It will be.
Oh, yeah. That was just
So it'll break it for them at some point as well.
Yet again are making an error.
I saw a thing too. There was like some people had made like a London mod in it for Fallout 4.
Yeah.
And they were like holding off because they were like, oh, this patch might fuck it up. So we'll hold out.
It does fuck it up. Yeah. And it like a bunch of mods don't work properly.
Makes the London look all dirty and shit and populated with cunts. It
smells like piss for some reason. That doesn't make sense. But I've been thinking about
it. It's too expensive.
Obviously, Obsidian is now owned.
Oh, the teeth are all pointing out at weird angles.
That's got to be a bug. Obsidian is owned by Microsoft now. They're working on that Avowed game, which is meant to come out in November, which will probably be at this showcase thing as well.
Mm. Yep. So this is around the this is sort of like the previous E3. What would have been E3 kind of time.
Yeah.
So this is kind of the first like big
who have announced it.
Yes, yeah.
The date and whatever.
Maybe we'll see a bit more of a trip. Or, you know, maybe like now that there's not the like obligation to feel like you have to be under this umbrella and announce stuff before you're ready, maybe it will be more of a trickle on. Mm. It'll be interesting to see how many people kind of still do adhere to that time frame.
Well, I assume the Switch 2 will get announced in like June.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You'd hope so.
Right?
Yeah.
Surely.
I could see them holding off until September or whatever if it is delayed until next year. That was the way they did it with the Switch.
Yeah. I kind of do feel it'll follow the timing. Like,
Of
the Switch 1, announced, release, kind of same sort of time frame.
Yeah.
I hope it's just a 1 minute video embedded into a tweet that just drops in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Good news. Your future's looking bright.
Yes.
Magic 8 Ball. I've been shaken up. But the thing with Fallout, 100%, like New Vegas, give it to someone else.
Yeah.
Sitting and working on Avowed, and so they're probably not going to be able to do it soon.
Sure.
They did New Vegas, and they are owned by Microsoft, so they could get them to do another one, but they're also doing Outer Worlds 2 at the same time, so they're probably off the
table. Right.
But how about this?
Yeah. Okay.
Larian isn't owned by Microsoft, but they got a good relationship. Larian was able to be like, hey, let us fucking not have the co-op thing on the Series S because you made a piece of shit.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Get them. They're not busy. They finished Baldur's Gate 3. They don't want to do any more of that. Get them to make the next fucking Fallout, brother.
Take it back to the old style?
Take it back to the old style.
Whoa!
Larian are the best in the game at the moment.
Yeah, okay.
It's all dialogue. One and two fit Larian style so well.
yeah, absolutely.
So
I just love throwing out, they're not busy. It's totally like, I was talking with Lauren about this, about just like jobs where, like, because she did teaching for a bit and how people assume like, oh, easiest job. You're out the door at fucking 3 p.m. Right. And it's like, same with like comedy. Oh, you just roll out of bed at midday. You work for like 15 minutes a night. And it's like, imagine being in at Larian and like, check in on my favorite comedy podcast. They're not busy. They're just sitting around smoking bongs, watching Tom and Jerry.
I hate that shit. I saw like Amy Shark posting a thing about like being a musician sucks at the moment because like, and I love my management, but they keep saying like, put out TikToks, do Instagram reels, do all this stuff. Like, but, and it's, you know, dickheads commenting like, oh, sorry, you have to work 8 hours a week. Motherfucker, you don't understand how it works.
You're always working.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's really hard to write music. You go do it if it's that easy, motherfucker.
Well, AIs can.
They can't. but anyway, so I don't know. Out of who Microsoft has, if they were to do it, do you have any? Or like Dream
Studio?
Who's in
the stable? Well,
Machine Games are putting out Indiana Jones this year, but I could see them, if they leaned more into the first person aspect of Fallout, being able to do something. That's not what I would want.
They can do good writing as well. Yep. In fact, that's probably their strength, if anything, writing and world building. I would like that. Not necessarily making it more first person shootery, but just them taking the RPG first person thing and just doing it.
And there were those sort of elements in the more recent Wolfenstein games. Right. So they could maybe have a crack at that.
Yeah, they did that co-op game as well. They could work some shit in there. Maybe Activision Blizzard could do, again, like a throwback-y, you know, Fallout 1, Fallout 2 kind of thing.
I have no idea what sort of studios they even have in there at the moment. And, like, everything Microsoft has on the boil is, like, just MIA.
Yeah.
Fable and the Perfect Dark thing, and you just hear all these things about them running into problems and, like, you need to fucking deal with Halo again and, it, like... Mm.
And, again, you have this, like, show that's a hit that's under your umbrella and you haven't seen this coming or thought about this until now. Like... You know, probably, you just now have to maybe try and get something ready to go for, like, timed with season two,
this type of TV show seems to take a couple of years these days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you could have time to do something.
It could happen, but yeah.
But they're also at the problem where, like, New Vegas was built right on top of what they'd done with Fallout 3, and I don't think you could build... I mean, you could, but if you took what Starfield is...
Yeah.
And made a Fallout spin-off of that. People were so dissatisfied with how old Starfield appeared these days, you know? Like, I don't know if that would be the wisest move.
Just put the ghoul in Fortnite.
There you go. Problem solved.
That's probably, honestly, just what it'll end up being.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. And it'll make heaps of money, too. Buying that skin in Fortnite?
Yeah. Man.
They'll fucking rake it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad, actually.
All right, let's send it up the chain.
Well, speaking of the Switch like you were before, remember that? Or have you forgotten about that, too?
Well, no, Ben brought it up.
Yeah.
Huh?
I brought it up.
Oh, shit, dude.
And then we all talked about it.
I'm in a parallel game. Universe. It was Tommy who brought it up. I know it. It's not my memory. It's so crazy that it's called the Mandela effect because the Nelson Mandela thing is the most obviously wrong example of that thing.
Like,
it's so stupid.
It's such a memorable guy.
The Switch 2, more rumors about that.
This might be. Now, there's obviously leaks happen in all different avenues of gaming. Maybe it Dude. Feels like every week we have some new one to discuss.
Don't have to tell me the leaks happen. Look at the front of my pants.
Mm. Yeah, nice.
We got to start it is getting nice. New clients. We got to start doing ads for incontinence pants. Little adult nappies.
Gamer diapers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's probably some money to be made there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You don't want to get up and go to the toilet? Shit in your pants.
Mm-hmm. What did we have before? Oh, baby monitors. If you're a manufacturer, get in touch. We can make our own damn products.
Yeah.
We got ideas.
But you have, like, you know, ratings classifications.
Yeah.
People on Twitter just mouthing off, claiming to know an insider or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this might be my favorite one. This is a company that's a third-party accessories company.
Right.
That's been given access to this information,
yeah.
obviously, because their business revolves around it. And so they've just gone, oh, let's just get onto the socials and just drop all this info.
So that this happens often too, yeah. like new phones and stuff, like the case manufacturers find out the dimensions and shit
right.
and people figure out what the camera setup is from that and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So the things I've heard, I might not be across all of it. I saw conservative upgrade in the sense I think of like similar form factor, similar type of thing with internals pushed up. I don't think it means conservative in terms of it's not that much more powerful than a Switch.
Oh, really? Like, that's kind of how I read it, was that it's not going to be a
I don't think it's going to be the equivalent upgrade. Of a PS5 or whatever.
I thought it was swinging right. Sort of
right.
heavily.
The Switch is going to come out and be like, you can't play anything anymore. Yes. I go to all these colleges and they won't even play my new games.
That's right. No, you can play everything. That's the other rumor is it's all going to be backwards compatible.
1080p screen.
Yes. Yeah.
Stuff that we've heard. But the
Output
thing that...
to 4K.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
That was right. one of the things I saw, yeah.
Probably right, right. not internally rendered at that, but like just the TV will read
the
it
dock.
As a
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The thing that I hadn't seen before... is or like seemed speculated on yeah backwards compatible all that but that the controllers similar to Joy-Cons but using magnets
yeah
apparently bigger the old stuff will still work with it so you'll be able to pair your old Joy-Cons your old yes. Pro controller the old Joy-Cons won't attach because
right.
the new ones are bigger and the form factors are a little
some
different but
weird
yeah.
like horizontal magnet attachment as opposed to yeah the vertical
like a,
maybe
yeah.
more handily is that the
right.
bigger like, as in
I don't or, know. Yeah, yeah. It didn't say, but I kind of imagine it as being a little more durable, but like you've got an iPad and the Apple Pencil, the
yes.
way that just kind of like clicks onto the
oh yeah
side.
Like that freaks me out a little bit for some reason. Just with controllers that you're holding, I could see, and I'm obviously they've thought about this, but I wouldn't feel like secure with magnets.
I would imagine it's but I would imagine it's like on the side of the screen it's got like a little groove that it's that the magnet's
right.
like kind of clipping into so it's still you know what I mean so it's still kind of like locked in place
yeah
so if it won't swivel out
magnet with a latch or whatever
yeah
sure.
yeah
but it's, like the MagSafe stuff on phones for example like you're saying stuff attaches but it can slide off pretty easily
yeah
but this is but I'm saying it'd have like a little lip that it's like the magnet is like clipping into. Do you get me?
No. <Nah. laughs> This is like trying to be at like a production meeting with people who don't know physical properties
of products. So imagine like you've got the screen here and then at the edge you've got a little bit of plastic like that sticking up and the Joy-Con is just like it's clipping in. The magnet is just like it's locking in there.
Yeah.
Right? So it's got – it's being held in place by something like that. So you can't – You
but it could still
it
like just
come
slip
up
out.
Or whatever. Yeah.
But it'd just be in place of instead of like, you know how like now you slide it down.
And you got to push the button and lift it off though. That button, that little lock is the thing that makes me feel like I can swing my Switch around.
Which I need
to be able to do.
Like, and I guess, yes, if there's like a lip, it's harder for someone to like brush past you and knock it. But I don't know. I don't really care either because I've never used my Switch in handheld mode.
Oh, you're missing out on the good life.
So, but like if it's a bit more powerful, it being backwards compatible is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I just have my day one Switch still. So like beautiful, upgrade it, get access to a bunch more new games.
Yeah.
You know, slight quality of life improvements.
I'm rapt to hear that they are like the whole magnet thing is sort of by the by.
The how fact do they that, work?
That's the my
that
problem exactly.
Yeah.
The fact that they're going to be like actual different Joy-Con, like style, like whatever the controller ends up being called, is great to hear because that is the thing that I think needs a bit of an overhaul. Like the form factor of it, the quality of the sticks on the Joy-Con as opposed to like the Pro Controller or any other kind of controller
is pretty
behind the standard.
A little uncomfortable. I'd be super happy to get rid of the four buttons instead of the D-pad.
And all that kind of stuff. I kind of thought with knowing that it's like backwards compatible and then hearing all this stuff about it maybe not being too much of a significant upgrade, I was hoping that they would at the very least like overhaul the controller aspect of it. So that's good to know.
The main like negative that is attached to the Switch is the term Joy-Con drift. So if they hey, fresh start, let's expunge that from everyone's minds. They're called something else. Mm-hmm. They work differently. And hopefully they fix that. That's not a day one.
If they come out saying all the, it's Hall Effect, baby, this thing that you'd never heard of a year ago, and then people started saying Hall Effect's good, and you're like, it has to be Hall Effect.
Yeah.
But them having like, you know, they've in the past, they haven't been great with their backwards compatibility, so... Hearing that
they've had, but like the Wii could play GameCube games, and then the Wii U could play Wii games.
That's true. Well, the Switch was like a clean.
The Switch was a reboot.
It sort of makes sense, but like hearing that it's not just the software, but also that your old accessories will still be able to pair. You won't be able to clip the Joy-Con on, but
and
you still can.
Carts, I feel like they were saying.
Yes,
you'd imagine. They'd have to, right? Because
sure,
they need some way to buy physical media still.
Yeah,
Yeah, the original Switch carts will fit in it, but the Switch 2 carts will be different, right. And the slot will be such that a Switch 1 game can fit in it, but a Switch 2 game can't fit into a Switch 1.
Yeah.
Because also the other thing that I read about this, and I think this was this accessory manufacturer that said this, or maybe it was some other company, that they had been able to touch the console and the controllers, but touch only. So they got...
Not see?
They got like... Yeah, there was some...
When you're developing film, you've got to put it in that big black bag.
Yes. They got given it in like a box. Oh, and they could like put their hands in and like...
Like a Fear Factor thing where you're like...
Yes.
It's a scorpion.
Yeah. Yes.
It's worms. No, it's spaghetti.
Yes, actually that's what I read.
Holy shit.
That they're still like the actual...
I think none of this is real now.
Did they mean touch only as in it wasn't switched on and they couldn't play games with it? Or they literally meant...
The thing I read was that it was like they're still they are, and you know probably quite rightly given that what this
they
person
immediately
then
told
did
everyone
was go
about
straight
it.
To social media
yeah.
was that they want to keep the look of it and all that stuff. They still want that under wraps, but obviously it's like you need you're developing stuff for this.
If they've told them the dimensions for producing accessories and they've let them touch it. Then they know what it looks like.
Yeah.
There's
just write it down there's on a piece of paper and that's what it looks like.
They've done tests where with people who have been blind from birth can feel and who then through medical procedures or whatever regain their vision.
Oh, yeah.
If they have felt cubes and felt spheres and then only see them in the distance for the first time, they can't tell you which is which.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Maybe that's something to do with this.
Have they... if they've used people who have been blind from birth to do these tests...
It's like the way they used to make like emperor's clothing where they had to get only monks who couldn't see to do it so that the emperor wasn't sullied with their vision of his naked body.
Okay. Yeah, I think that happened.
Also something that probably isn't historically accurate.
But the way this is described really does make it sound like they've pulled up at a shopping center, you know, like Pepsi Challenge style.
Right.
You know, just like
Mike Whitney's given them a Switch controller and a
Switch 2 controller.
Yeah, you're
blindfolded, here's a box, put your hands in, have a little grope around.
Now
go off and make your fucking Mad light cats. Gun or whatever.
Okay, well, hey, this all sounds bizarre. I hope we learn more about it. In a month, not in 6 months.
Well, that's it. I mean, this is the most, like a lot of the other stuff has been like, oh, we've seen sort of like demo units of it just running a version of Breath of the Wild at 60 frames behind closed doors.
Just
not
like
even necessarily saying that they would be re-released, you know, just to kind of, this is getting into real
and just like
concrete, this is what it'll look like, this is how it'll actually function kind of stuff.
Yeah, target hardware PCs and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But they don't have, they're literally specifically not revealing the form factor, the look, that's got to be saved. Imagine if that leaked. That would really trump them. Because we had that patent in like, what, 2014, 2015 or something.
It was all a screen or whatever was one of them.
You saw some blueprints that weren't unlike what it turned out to be.
Well, and because then you get into that territory where a lot of times people will, companies will patent things that they're not even necessarily going to act on yet. But it's like, oh, this is a cool idea down the line. We better just put this in so that we've got it, you know, if we decide to do something with it down the line.
Yeah. I do also hope that they show it in June or July or whatever and, like, you know, get it out soon.
Get a big build-up over the next 6 months.
It'll also kind of suck when we know what it looks like, because then it'll be another 5 years before we can do this again.
I know.
Are they going to have joysticks on it?
Well, like,
it's ridiculous.
A long lead time would make sense because, like, a longer lead time than the Switch, because the Wii U had been such a flop that they were, like, on the ropes, whereas this is, like, they had to kind of reconvince people with the Switch, but this is, like, almost harder again because it's been such a success and you've gotten a lot more casual people that you need to convince them that it's worth making the jump over.
And they've lost their uniqueness of what it was at the time to Steam Decks and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they're competing with a market that they sort of pioneered in a way and, like, have held for years and years in handheld stuff. Like, obviously there's been PSPs and whatever along the way, but, like,
They've been the top dogs.
They've been top dogs of the handheld stuff for a while, and now there's more genuine competition to that than there has been in a very long time.
Which is why it kind of makes sense that when there was the report about them delaying it, like pushing it back, like it was going to be this year, and they wanted a bit more time to get the software ready to go, like, that would make sense of, like, we can't afford to stumble out of the gates here. We've got to have, like, a banger first year of this console.
But yeah, I don't know, maybe it's like, we've talked about this, the issues of going, convincing a casual public, like, yeah, but it's not the one that was around before. It's a new one. There are benefits to getting this one. Don't just go and buy the cheapest one that's available now.
Yeah.
Maybe you give yourself a nice big promo lead up time to do that education.
Well, I mean, the easiest way to do that is with a game you can only get on it.
Yes.
Well, you have the trickle down, right? I mean, we hear about this stuff day one because we're tapped in and we're, like, looking for it, but the, like, trickle down of, like, an auntie getting it as a gift for Christmas, it's like that takes a few months and that takes
for me. There's never any trickle down with me because I'm wearing my gamer diaper.
Oh. Yeah.
Have you been looking for a good way to shit yourself while you're playing Valorant? Gamerdiapers.com, which actually don't go to that because it could be real.
I bet it's real.
Yeah, it should be. It's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what it'll be like. It'll probably look pretty sexy. Speaking of things that look sexy for very little reason in world. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's your opinion.
Yes, it is.
She has to breathe through her skin. I've said it so many times.
I regret my words and deeds. We've been playing Stellar Blade.
Yeah. Shift Up is the developer.
Korean developer.
Don't know what else they've made.
I think that their history is similar to the Lies of P. I'm actually going to be talking out of my ass. I don't remember either. But
that sweet sculpted ass.
My enormous, unnecessary
Your
ass.
Big old fatty.
You're deciding not to go Ace Ventura style.
Yeah, I want to talk face only for this particular bit.
Very
because
big of you.
My ass is covered up by my gamer diaper currently. Stellar Blade is a PS5 exclusive game at this point.
Yeah.
Sony published, I think, Shift Up was the developer. It is a...
Is this going to remain a PS5 exclusive or
at this
timed?
Point they've not said anything else,
right.
But
right.
I would imagine it will do the same thing that almost every PlayStation game has and come to PC
at least,
but like Ghost of Tsushima is out on PC this month and that came out in 2020, so like it takes a while sometimes. And
that's 4 years ago.
It's
what the fuck,
2020?
Yeah, dude,
shit, I would have been 33 years old.
Fuck, I gotta get a new razor mask. My one must be coming up on old now.
What was I going to say? Stellar Blade. Oh, it's like it's selling great on the PS5.
Yeah, it's doing real well. It is an action game. It is a sci-fi cookie cutter type of thing with influences on its barely their sleeves.
Yeah.
The aspect of it that
wears its influence on its tits.
It's a big aspect of the discussion around this game is the sexualization in it, and there is a pathetic group of people who are like mad about it being, in their words, censored because they've added
the
frilliest piece of small lace to one thing and it's still absurdly like here's butts for the sake of it. I think it is, I don't think it's like bad because of it, but I think it's slightly more embarrassing and eye rolling than Bayonetta's and so on because there's very little character to this. It is a lot more
definitely
like,
compared to Bayonetta. Yeah.
It's very just like
one dimensional.
But the conversation that is happening outside of the game around it is so embroiled in all this extra stuff that is completely outside of the scope of what this game actually contains. I think that
right.
I wanted to mention it because it's out there, but. Mm. I'm not interested in the fucking insane conversations that are around that.
And it's like, it is, I would say it's gratuitous in its...
It definitely is.
You know, female sexuality or just female physicality, but not everything that's gratuitous is bad. But having said that, some people will take any opportunity to be the worst person in the world.
Oh, it like the people being like, finally the woke mob is being taken down by this game having tits, you fuckhead. Yeah. Shut up, you're dumb.
Yeah,
but like it's a very fun game.
Yeah, so it is very Souls-like. It became more Souls-like the more I played it. Early days, demo-wise especially, it was like, oh, this is just kind of like an action game, like you said. But it is very linear. It is about backtracking in some cases. It is about getting to the safe spot and leveling up, and that's your respawn. And it is also about fairly difficult enemies that also respawn anytime you save or rest.
Yeah, how far in would you say you are yet?
And remember, you're under oath.
I've got double jump.
Yep. Okay. So you've gotten to the bits where like it opens up and there's like smaller open world areas.
Yeah.
And like the sort of ones where you get zones that have side missions and stuff, which I did not expect from this.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a lot more. It's like there's Souls influences in it mixed with like Devil May Cry-ish type of faster action influences or like Ninja Gaiden or whatever. Kind of in there, it is.
I also like there are bits where it'll take away a lot of your abilities, and it's extremely linear, and it's not at all about what it was for the previous 5 hours or so.
Totally, but
which is very creative.
It is bigger and a lot more in depth than I was kind of expecting, and the combat is fucking great.
Yeah, yes,
it is so satisfying and like fast and responsive and cool. I am really enjoying fighting motherfuckers in this game.
Yeah, so it's face buttons. It's not your sort of traditional Soulsy, you know, R1s, 2s and stuff.
You've got a square attack that does a regular attack.
Mm-hmm.
You got a triangle attack that does a stronger attack.
Mm-hmm. Yep, now let me guess what circle does.
Mm-hmm.
You're dodging.
Oh, brother, this ain't your first sexy rodeo.
Where are you from fucking... What are they called? Switch up?
Oh, shift up.
Shift up.
Yeah, my clothes and my hair.
it's that. You can do combos, but using the two or holding down buttons.
Yep.
You've got
parry as well. That's your left.
So
your
this
L1.
Is the main stuff you're sort of doing is enemies will come at you. You've got a parry on L1 that is also a guard. You've got some shield that can kind of go down the more attacks you take, unless you're timing them well with the parry. And then enemies will throw attacks that either flash up yellow, red, blue, pink, and they mean you have to dodge it in different ways.
Okay.
So like blue is dodge towards them, pink is dodge away, and then you can do sort of follow-up attacks after.
Dodge towards.
Yeah.
Well, red doesn't sound like dodging to me.
You kind of go through their legs like you're a Jerry style.
Yeah.
From Tom and.
Yeah.
The red and yellow are the wrong way round to my brain for some reason. Red means block this. Yellow means dodge this.
Yeah, yes. No, I agree.
I 100% would have swapped them for... I don't know why, but they're the wrong way round in my head.
Red's more extreme, so you got to dodge it.
That's how I think about it every time and then have to divert that thought.
I would think red block... red stop.
Exactly.
Stop it in its tracks.
Yellow, maybe.
Go.
Maybe.
Go around.
Have a go at it. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Race through.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yes.
Speed up.
You're supposed to speed up when you see an orange light.
You've
taxi
got this
driver
legend.
Style. Yeah. Hit it.
So that it's a lot of that sort of rhythmic combat where you've got these prompts kind of being thrown at you. You've
not
got
a large groups of enemies usually. If there's like three enemies at once, it's usually three weak ones and then a big fella will come at you. And it is, it's very timing based. In that way, it reminds me of those Souls games because it is punishing as well. Like if you fuck up one fight, you can get killed relatively easily based on what your like armor and gear and shit that you've got equipped is, and then you're back to the respawn point.
Right, right.
But it's fairly forgiving with that sort of stuff. It's not as tough of like the run through a whole series of things, you know. Like it's...
That's true, and you're not losing currency.
No, you're respawning. And it's just so fast and fun. It is really an enjoyable combat system in this game that I'm loving. And then like the sort of more linear levels are enjoyable. There's always like little left and right paths to go and find some other bits and pieces. There's a ton of collectibles and different types of little gizmos that will upgrade your shit that you have.
Ooh. Yeah.
You're finding like these different cans of drink that are like your... unnecessary collectible, and she'll do like this kind of advertising pose every time you get a can, and I'm really into that.
And
every can
shit.
Is a different brand of like this different flavor of
thing. They've gone in and like made like, oh, this one's a Pilsner, so it looks kind of like a German beer. And like,
this is my favorite kind of thing that really sells me on a game is like anytime a power up is just like a fucking pink orb or something, and you're like, boys, come on, have a bit of a go.
So, I've been thinking about how up your alley this part is.
Because the cans, I think you collect like a certain amount, you get one little bonus. So you like collect seven and you get something.
They're the pretty peripheral, unnecessary one. And then the rest of it's
just when
like...
you thought this game couldn't have any more cans in it. You're like...
most of it is just like nondescript orbs, though.
It is a lot of orbs.
Okay. That are all like gears and shit that you just don't even pay attention to what you're getting, really. And at some point, you've got enough to upgrade a skill or a weapon trait or whatever.
Yeah.
All of those skills, there's a lot of different skill tree things that you can get, a lot of different new... stages and combos or extra amount of X or Y stat.
You're unlocking like a special... So yeah, you have just normal melee attacks and dodging and shit, and then you have these like... It's L1 plus face button, basically, and it's like just a special attack, basically. There's different kinds of them.
Mm-hmm.
There are varying use cases, but mostly it's just like... do strong attack that will rebuild after you've done enough parries.
Right.
Yeah, maybe like a shield breaking type attack for some enemies, or like one that can affect multiple at the same time. That sort of deal.
Mm-hmm. That sort of deal.
You also get yourself a little gun buddy who you hold L2 and then they can shoot different types of ammo.
Mm-hmm.
There's different types of sort of grenade things. There's a lot going on, but it introduces it slow enough that you're sort of keeping on top of things as you go.
Yeah.
And then as you're upgrading, you get one more button to remember in a chain of combos.
Yeah,
hold down triangle at the end of this.
And it's not all super necessary. I haven't found myself using like the grenades basically at all. Mm. Occasionally, if I'm in a tough boss battle, which I also haven't found that many of. Like, similarly to, I don't know, a lot of games of this type, you tend to like... get more bogged down by forgetting to take a normal enemy seriously and being like, oh, well, fuck, I just got killed. As opposed to a boss where you're like, no, I'm super prepared for this. I'm in my pocket. You know, I've been playing for the past hour. I'm playing really well. And I haven't found too many of the bosses an impediment for progress.
No,
They're pretty cool, though. And they're all, I like the designs of like everything in this game. I've been saying, like the logo designs of like the fucking fake... what is it? It's like a where you like unlock the camp, just like a little vending machine.
Oh, yeah.
Like that stuff, and like the brand, the interface design. You know, just like the new area font. Just all of that stuff is really, really slick.
I think it's different.
There's a lot of I guess a Korean flavor to all of this language stuff that is dotted around. That is often either made up stuff or it is like kanji characters or whatever. Like that is a noticeable difference to me in terms of the sort of styling of this world.
Mm-hmm.
I've found that stuff somewhat like it is very wearing on its sleeve how inspired it is by sci-fi stuff in general. It is very much like, this is from Evangelion, this is from The Matrix, this is from Blade, you know, like you can see. And I found like just the enemy designs in particular to be just a little like gray, a little, or like they're brand, like they're just a little not popping
maybe.
For me.
They
yeah.
don't necessarily like as opponents, they're not filled with like personality.
I don't think they're bad, but it's like, yeah, here's this guy who sort of looks like a Bayonetta enemy boss, and here's this sort of horse guy. Like they're not bad, but I've not found it like especially jumping out at me for whatever reason. But I do like technically the thing looks fucking incredible. Like yeah. It runs really well. It is super like high fidelity and detail. You know, some of the environments in the larger places can be a little whatever, but
the you go to a town at some point, spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
But
what the fuck?
It's like, yeah, the level of, like you say, detail in terms of like the illustration, the zooming in of like, well, everything has its own sort of personality and thing, and we've created this this brand of food. So you see food scraps, like everything is cohesive and thought out, and there is an attention to detail where like sometimes the technical specs don't measure up, but the creative specs for me always do.
Well, yeah, I watched a review of this and they were saying that I'm probably going to misquote this slightly, but the director of this game had said that what he lacks in sort of storytelling ability, he wants to like, he's mostly interested in making something that's really visually interesting.
Mm.
So his whole thing is like that, you know, going hard on that sort of like design aspect of it. Because that is the thing I've heard about this game, is that the story and the characterization is like pretty lacking.
But
it seems like he's kind of aware of that and is just like, yeah, let's make this like visually interesting, technically impressive thing that,
yeah.
Because that other stuff isn't my strong suit. And hey, I could hire someone who could do that
to a
passable level, but
there's a lot of sort of like flavor writing in, like you'll pick up a bunch of, you know, little notes left behind or newspapers and shit that I think is okay. And like it's all fine. I think the dialogue and the voice acting is pretty bad.
Mm,
like just not great. And yeah, all of that stuff is just a little like, it is all fine. It is a very PS2 vibe sort of game to me, where it feels like that era of just like when video games were at a certain level of quality that you expected, that was below the writing and anything else. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
The gameplay is fun, and then this other stuff is just kind of happening to set you up.
It's not awful.
I'm playing it with Korean language, so obviously with subtitles. Even so, you can tell the dialogue itself is kind of stilted, you know, in its writing. It's all like really direct. There's not a lot of flower. There's not a lot of personality. Although the voice acting for, I think, the lead is like fine. You get like a little female friend at one point, and she's like real like upbeat, full of character. That's fine. The dude that's there is just a nothing dude. He looks like a Yassified Rami Malek to me, the guy in the drone.
Adam.
What a sequence of words.
Adam. Yeah, because you're Eve and there's Adam and it's all like...
Oh, and Lily from the Bible.
Yeah.
But those are all okay. Like, certainly not blowing me away with character. And like, I'm like, oh, this is like the Major from Ghost in the Shell, but the Major in Ghost in the Shell has heaps of character.
It's very Ghost in the Shell, like Nier Automata anime style inspired sort of stuff that like, and you are playing a robot and so she is a bit robotic, which I guess, but I don't know, all of that stuff is like just okay, but the game is so much fun to play, and like I'm enjoying the more exploration-y segments. I'm going around and doing all the side stuff. Like there are enough little fun bits in every kind of corner of the world to do some little silly puzzle to open a box or whatever.
Guy. It's a lot of fighting some guy.
It feels super smooth and
I'll say before I forget it, my major criticism of this game is that it gets you to do some platforming.
Yes.
And it is so fucking bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The, like, what is it called? The, like, collision detection or the, like, all of that stuff.
The coyote effect.
Figuring out. Yes.
Yeah.
You're going whoop, 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 whoop over the edge.
It kind of is that. You, like, hover for a second weirdly. And, like, if she held up a fucking yikes sign, it would make more sense.
Well, I think it's
I have fallen a ton of times in situations where I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
The platforming little bits, there are. More, maybe there aren't even that many of them, but they're noticeably not fun.
It
sucks when that stuff is in something that doesn't, like the platforming sections in the recent Doom games.
Right.
They are a fucking nightmare, and you're just going, all the rest of this is so fun.
Mm.
Why do I need to have a bit where I'm like, hopping around platforms that I can't see properly because of the perspective that the game is in.
Yeah.
This doesn't need to be in here.
Because all of the controls are so perfectly tuned for the combat. Like, it really feels good. And then it isn't any different for the platforming.
Only the combat, but because it also, like, when you go into, like, if you're just going up to something to interact with it, sometimes that's fucked as well. It'll be like, yo, you have to get in right the exact little spot.
Yeah.
You have to hold down R2 weirdly as the interact button. So it's
Bayonetta tends to have a little bit of that too, I think. A lot of those character action things do, where they're like so tightly tuned for like the main guts of what you're doing, that then it'll be like, hey, walk around this open area and open this chest and jump on these platforms, and like your jumps are so like in combat they feel great, but to go platform to platform they feel too airy, and like the camera's all fucked up and
so it is that, and that is annoying. I found that annoying. There are bits that are part of the linear pathways that you have to take in some of the main missions where it's like you have to do this fucking over and over again until you get it right.
You almost need, like, if you're doing this in a game like this, you need like a whole separate department. It's just like that's their thing that they do, and you have like almost like a second engine running in the game.
Or just don't include platforming segments. Yeah. Like,
I know you've got to – it's hard though because you've got to break it up, and then how do you – you know, how do you have it not just be – walk from area to area and do the same stuff, but
and like as much like the story and world stuff I'm still enjoying and looking at, like I am picking up and reading all those notes and whatever. I don't think it's like amazingly done, but I do think it's like decent, and the game looks incredible to me. I think just the overall matching of how like technically good it is with like the color and the as much as some of it's bland, the overall effect of the designs and the style and stuff I think is really effective.
Something that I've been wondering, because I haven't gone in on this yet, and I'm maybe there are other people thinking this too, when you say like it, you compare it to a Souls game, would you say that that's just a mechanical thing, or is it in the same level of like punishing difficulty as those games?
Not at all.
It's not as hard, no.
Because I don't think I'm sort of interested, but when you kind of said that, I was like, I don't know if I have the patience for that
now. It's more, it is in the pace of like how you explore a level or you encounter enemies. There's not heaps. There are some of those moments where you'll walk around a corner and one will jump out unfairly at you, but most of the time, it's more forgiving.
Not to the same thing of like the whole point of this is that you die again and again and again and again and again.
No. No, it's a lot closer to me, I think, to a Bayonetta or something like that. Like it's a lot more of that character action game, but like there is a lock-on that happens when you're fighting enemies, and like it's a lot more about parrying and blocking and being like engaged with the enemy and reading their timing.
Yeah, it's not just like a straight like beat 'em up, like mash buttons kind of thing. You do have to actually know what's going on.
That's it. If you're not dodging or parrying, then you will get killed. You can't just sort of like walk up to a bunch of enemies and be like, well, if I do a comp, you know, like you've got it. That is part of the
rhythm. It's like a Bayonetta combat with like a Souls progression, safe area kind of thing.
I think it's less Soulsy than you're imagining too.
Okay.
Like it's
I'm imagining Dark Souls.
It's less than that.
Okay.
It is definitely informed by those sorts of design things in a way that a lot of games have been over the last like 10 years or whatever, where it's got some elements of that type of thing.
Mm.
But
I think because it's less like an open world where you just run around and run around and then you go all the way back to like a town that is safe. It's like you're going on this progression, this journey, and dotted along are these places where are the only places that you can upgrade your equipment.
Right.
Buy potions, shit like that.
Right.
And then you will continue on your journey through another, you know, perilous section where you'll be like, oh, shit, I hope I can get to this next point so I can upgrade my thing because I just collected a bunch of stuff.
The combat is all about reading the enemy and timing your responses to the enemy, which is similar to like Sekiro and stuff, but it is a lot more forgiving than that.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can get upgrades that increase the window for your parry and stuff like that. It's
a
very good difficulty level, I think. Like it doesn't feel at all punishing. Some of the bosses, they get kind of repeated a bit in some of the side stuff too, but
I
haven't felt like that it's hard.
No. Okay. If anything, yeah, like I said, I felt kind of like the bosses themselves, those choke points are kind of easy. Certainly if you're having a lot of fun doing missions and shit and building up, yeah, your skill with the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, the sort of the setting and stuff like that is, I find it is a very like comforting, familiar sort of mishmash of sci-fi stuff. Like it, and it is very derivative.
But it's not.
And I would not say that it's a good, well-written thing, but it's enjoyable, I guess.
Yeah.
The comparisons to Nier beyond like the overtly sexual main character, which again is like cheesy and embarrassing to me in this game a little bit, but there's not the story that Nier had of like the experimentational thing of like the medium of games and like the sci-fi stuff is not original ideas where like we were talking about this of like the town that you go to is the last remaining humans. It is called Zion.
Yes.
You talk to someone there who's called the Oracle.
Yeah.
Not the Oracle. It's like a level of dumb that you couldn't deliberately come up with.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a bunch of other stuff. You get referred to colloquially as an angel, which like it's not a one-to-one thing from Evangelion, but it is a term from Evangelion.
Yes, yep.
You're already looking at someone who looks like they're wearing one of the suits for the, you know, the Ava pilots. Like there's a lot. There are a lot of other references that are incredibly overt, I was thinking like, all that stuff now is like 20 to 30 to 40 years old. Like, is that us watching a sci-fi movie in the 90s and it referencing, I guess, Star Wars, but also like Westerns or something?
We're
the
cunts who watch Star Wars and go like, this is just Flash Gordon or whatever. Right. Yeah. It doesn't matter. And also,
that's us being like, Saltburn's kind of boring if you've seen Talent Mr. Ripley, but 20-year-olds like, this is the best 70 movie that's ever been made. Yeah.
But also, I don't think this game is acting like it's come up with any of it. Like, it's doing...
It's not reaching for any depths.
No, it's all got a vibe of just like, yeah, man, we think this is cool as shit.
That's the hard thing, right?
And it mostly is pretty cool. Like,
it's real, like, this isn't a direct comparison, but the vibe of like a nu metal band.
Yeah,
do you know what I
mean?
Where I don't think they think they're fucking great.
Yeah.
But
they're having fun.
They're having the exact type of fun they want to have. Yeah. And when you get on board, you're like, you know what? We should break stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I mean, the finding that line of good artists borrow, great artists steal, and like how that is kind of carried off differently in different things.
Yeah.
And also works differently for different people. Mm-hmm. Like those reference points you're naming, I haven't interacted with as much of that stuff as you guys.
Yeah,
so maybe I would play this, and because it's like a bit fresher for me, you know, maybe I would be a bit more won over. You know, like if you've seen the inspiration, it doesn't hit as much. But also, like, you can just like straight up lift something and want to make a new version of it. And like, the challenge is how you then still like shape it into its own thing, which some people do more elegantly than others.
100%. Like, I think we bitch on about originality more than anyone cares about.
Most
people don't give a shit about tropes or cliches. Like,
they're like, no, those are good because they make the story good.
Yeah, like it is more annoying to point out tropes than to enjoy them.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
I think that, and I do it all the time. You know what I mean? Like, I know what this is. Good for fucking you, Kyle.
Like, it's not a critique with this game. I'm not saying that it is bad for doing this.
No.
It's
just something you notice.
Like,
it's just
kind
descriptive.
Of a fun mashup of stuff. I do still like, I'm on board with what they're doing. It's like
I'm really enjoying it.
The specific compilation of ideas is still like unique enough.
Well, this is the thing too, is like we get very spoiled in this era of things like a Final Fantasy remakes and a Last of Us, where it's like you forget that it is kind of fine for a game to come along and just be a video game
Dude, like beyond it just being like, oh, here's this like Korean studio making this thing that, and that's so cool to see. Lies of P is a very similar thing in the way that it's like, yeah, dude, we know where this came from. That's why we're making it. We think this is fun. And like it has just such a enthusiasm about it.
Yeah. Hey, we love Dark Souls and we also love Pinocchio.
Yeah.
And there must also be like people like us out there.
Absolutely. Is there anything else? It's not gotten super repetitive yet. I haven't done a lot of side missions. I've done like enough to feel like I'm upgrading enough things to keep me propelling along.
When I got to that first area, I just have been walking around demolishing all the side stuff just because I'm really into the way this game plays. It feels great.
Yeah. What else is there to know about it? That's probably it. I agree. It looks like, in terms of fidelity, it's fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
The demo that's available, I think, gives you a real good indication of if you will vibe with the combat, and if you do, then it is worth playing this game.
And it
the
carries whole, over.
It does?
Right. Yes. Right. The whole thing isn't as linear as that demo, and there is more sort of exploration-y kind of, not really exploration, but going and a wider open spaces where you go and do some side stuff, which I didn't expect. So if the linear aspect of that demo is where you're like, there is a change up to that, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And if you like the linear aspect,
keeps doing levels.
You can just keep going straight down that main campaign.
Cool. But that demo is a real good, like, you'll know if you play that, whether or not this combat is for you.
Yeah.
The one thing we forgot to talk about as well, that I do want to mention because it probably won't be relevant in the future, is Escape from Tarkov shit. We wrote it down, but I forgot to talk about it. Want to talk about that real quickly? Do you know about this? You heard about this?
I've definitely heard about this. I posted the link in our chat. Did I read the article? Questionable.
Great move. Really great move.
Hey, I just put the news on your desk. Yeah. Whether you want to read it or not, not up to me.
I programmed the news ticker on the screen and I go home from work.
Well, like the RSS feed over here, let us know.
Really stupid son of a bitch.
Yes.
The game is Escape from Tarkov. It is a very popular game that is probably like primarily responsible for the influx of they started calling them fucking what was it called? It's some dumb word for the genre of like it's not escape games, that's a different thing, but extraction games. Stupid fucking phrase, but it's an online multiplayer game that has had a bunch of it's got some very dedicated fans because it is doing something very unique. It is highly like gun nut, like these guns are very realistic, and it is a sort of survival-ish type of thing where you're going into this region. There it is a multiplayer thing. You are trying to collect resources, and players are competing against you to get those things and try and kill you. There was controversy stuff about it last year because the people figured out how much fucking cheating was going on in it, and it was tons.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
People didn't like that, and just in this last week, they've done another thing where. So they put out a $250 US pre-tax edition of this game called the Unheard Edition, which would include a mode where you could do your own sort of private server versions of this thing. So rather than it being public 16 or whatever people trying to get you, you could do it with just sort of you and your friends and go and explore PvE, they call it, player versus environment.
Okay.
Version of it, which, cool. There was a version.
Not very cool. $250.
Well, so the idea of the mode, cool. The the problem is that
money bad.
They'd already for years been selling a $150 version called the EOD edition. I forget what those letters stand for, but it's not end of day. And it's like extraction of some. I don't know.
Right.
Which was promised, you will always get the rest of the DLC as we put it out. This game isn't out yet. It's still early access. Technically. So they were like, you will always get every bit of DLC that we make in the future.
Mm-hmm.
This version comes along. Now, I know you're not lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you consider a new mode that you can download and play to be DLC?
Yeah. Ooh. It's content and you download it and it's for the game that you already are an owner of.
Interesting.
That you've been told you will always get all DLC.
The word perpetual or whatever has been, something like that has been used. Tommy,
I agree, but I can see I can see how they're framing this.
Don't read ahead. they have said, that's not downloadable content. It's a new game mode. We never promised shit about that.
This isn't a horse or a fucking hat.
Yeah.
This is a different style of game that you're playing.
We said all you can eat. Not. We didn't say that we'll give you the food.
Right.
If you can get it off of us and we'll try to fight you so that you can't get into the kitchen and have this food. But so.
Well, yeah, we'll serve you a steak and you can't eat that.
People will live it about it.
Hey, sauce is like, it's like more like a drink. It's more like you're drinking it. And we said all you can eat, not all you can drink.
It's a new consumption mode.
Yeah.
It's not not a new food.
People are mad, justifiably.
Yeah, because they fucking tried to pull a swift one on him.
Well, then like the head of the studio has been like, whoa, I didn't expect this reaction. It's just a shit show. People are real mad at them and it is grubby and yeah, just worth mentioning because it's
well, there you go, Ben. There's a little slice of what you would have gotten to read about if you'd looked at the article before posting the link in our chat.
I knew that I would get it delivered in an interesting and funny way with a little...
Adam, this is a reminder to you to tell me about this on the show on Wednesday.
Do you feel like your understanding of it has deepened or do you feel like the headline got you pretty much across the line?
No. And I'd also forgotten the headline.
You also posted a trailer for a fan-made Sonic racing game that, looks
that
cool
I remember.
That I'm going to try. Yeah.
Yes. Dr. Eggman's Crazy Karts or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks great. It's a throwback style kart game made by a crazy Sonic fan.
Those Sonic fans, they know what they're
Sonic.
Doing.
They love Sonic.
They're an industrious lot.
Yeah, the whole like backstory behind it of like, yeah, Eggman's come up with this idea for a Grand Prix and he's gotten Tails to work for him because Tails can't help himself. He just loves machines, even though it means teaming up with the evil Dr. Eggman. It's like, yeah, you know what? They've given you the most bullshit lore to work with here and you've made something beautiful out of it. Good for you guys.
Yeah, keep on doing it, Sonic fans.
But yeah, it looks fun. Looks like a, very throwbacky. In fact, the trailer that you posted is done in that old style.
Yeah.
Where I did kind of think initially that it was like a, oh, this must be one of those things that like never came out and they'd made an ad for and just aborted it at the very last minute.
Me too. And then it turned out to be a fan creation.
Yep.
I'm an Eggman.
That's very good stuff.
I've abandoned Tails.
The Knuckles series is out.
It is.
Yeah. Hmm. What's it on? Netflix or some
Paramount
shit?
Paramount Plus.
Oh, come on. Apparently they're going to fold soon.
Apparently Knuckles barely in it. The climax of the series is a bowling tournament.
Knuckles is barely in it, you say?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's mainly about like the second cop or whatever, like
Adam
the funny
Pally.
Cop. I don't remember them even being in the movie.
The little, the sidekick cop guy.
What the fuck are they doing over there?
Hey.
I'll tell you what they're doing.
It's about time the TV shows and the movies though got on board with what Sonic is meant to be, which is confusing decision after confusing decision.
Yeah. That's it. It's great that kids and non-gamers are finally getting to learn how disappointing Sonic can really be.
Yeah.
But what they're doing over there is bridging the gap between the Sonic 2 and Sonic 3 films.
Oh, okay.
A gap that they created.
Yeah. There shouldn't be a gap.
Yeah, we built the city over this other side of the river, which was fucking stupid in retrospect. Yeah. We'll build a bridge.
Well, okay. I guess I have to watch it now or read it, a summary at least.
But
I've got
it's out
as
there.
To what you'll do. You'll read the headline of a summary and then forget it by the time 3 comes out.
I think
out.
Even the headline is more than I'll be looking up.
Yeah, it was a real like, oh, that came out.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't know anyone who's engaging with it.
No. I'm not going to watch it.
That's the other thing I've heard is that it is, it's even more kid-focused than the movies, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Remember the whole plot in number 2 about James Marsden and his missus going to a wedding?
Yeah.
And that being like at least a quarter of the film?
Yeah.
I truly don't.
That was a real fantastic film.
Did that genuinely happen in the movie?
Yeah.
Because Coca-Cola like, always had this hyphen in the logo.
And it's like, what is it like? She's... the girlfriend's like, are you really committed? It's like a whole subplot of some stupid shit happening. They go to like a destination wedding.
Yeah,
Hawaii and
all right. It's like Anyone But You, but
well, it's
Sonic.
It's a conceit to get to have Sonic be left on his own. And you go, okay, they're off to a wedding. Oh, we're actually seeing nearly everything that happens at the wedding. That makes sense.
It was a great film. I can't wait for more weddings in Sonic 3.
Yeah, I can't wait to get COVID again when Sonic 3 comes out and have to watch it in bed on a pirated version.
Fuck. Brutal.
Yeah.
All right.
That going to do us?
Brother, that's more than done us.
That's an episode of a goddamn podcast.
Yeah. Just want to again recommend Stellar Blade. It's really good.
Cool.
Fun game.
Check it out.
Don't go online. That's just general advice.
That's good.
Not
it's
even
great
about
advice.
That.
Yeah.
To be clear as well, it's the fuckheads being like, give us more tits. They're the ones I don't like.
Oh,
just to be clear.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Just if I'm not being clear, which often I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very opaque.
filthycasuals.com.au. Get on our Patreon. You can find the link there. Get our
$250 EAD edition coming
all content
soon.
Until the end of time.
Yep.
We do a bonus show every week that's an hour plus.
Yeah.
Sometimes of content.
I've got a bunch of shit to talk about on this week's episode.
Me too.
I'm excited.
Get on that. You can also see all the videos that we've done on our YouTube channel. Hundreds of videos on there. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you next time. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
give us more tits!
All right, Jerry.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.